You're listening to the Restaurant Operator Podcast.
Get the latest restaurant industry headlines delivered to your inbox every weekday with Restaurant Operator Daily. With this one newsletter, you'll get the top stories from leading news sites like fastcasual.com, pizzamarketplace.com, and qsrweb.com. Join more than 30,000 subscribers who rely on Restaurant Operator Daily to keep them informed on the most important industry news and trends. Subscribe today at restaurantoperatordaily.com.
Welcome to the Restaurant Operator Podcast. I'm Mandy Detweiler, Managing Editor for NetWorld Media Group and the Site Editor for Pizza Marketplace and QSR Web. Today, my guest speaker is Chris Leibier, Chief Strategy and Marketing Officer for Revel Systems, and we're talking about how technology is changing the restaurant industry today. Chris, why don't you take a moment to introduce yourself and Revel?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Mandy, and hello to everybody. I have been in the technology space for restaurants and retailers for several decades. Things are more exciting than ever in this space, and I'm thrilled to be with Revel, who is one of the I'll call it more modern, newer cloud-based technology providers. And we're very excited to be helping this industry out. We love the restaurant industry and it's fascinating.
Well, let's start with a wide view of the state of the restaurant technology today. What are some of the primary challenges and opportunities operators are looking to solve through tech right now?
Yeah, great question, Mandy. I think we all know the pandemic has changed things significantly. And we're still trying to catch up to that. The leading thing that's super obvious is costs are going through the roof. Costs of everything, costs of food, costs of real estate, costs for labor. And so that's putting a lot of stress on the industry. And really, in almost any industry, even if you go outside of restaurants, usually when there's pressure on an industry, technology is used to make it more efficient. And I would actually say restaurants have kind of been behind on that curve. But I think right now the opportunity and the challenge for restaurants is to figure out how to use tech to battle some of these negative pressures that are coming against them. On the flip side, I always like to start with this ray of hope. The things that have changed, including bringing more tech to restaurants, allow them actually to do a lot more business. If you think just 5 or 10 years ago, restaurants were one-trick ponies. They were a drive-through. They were a table service restaurant, and that's all they did. Now we have restaurants really doing multiple things, serving consumers at different times a day through different digital channels, and that's going to allow them actually to make a lot more top-line money. Now we have to help them get more efficient so that they can be profitable, successful businesses.
So what guardrails can operators implement as they consider and vet new technologies to ensure they are getting valuable return on investment?
Yeah, another great question. Nobody ever wants tech for tech's sake. That doesn't make any sense. So first of all, you need a plan for your business, not for technology, for your business. What are you trying to do? Where do you want to make your money? You know, what's your focus? And then you want to find tech that supports that. Don't just go say, what's cool tech is out there? That's working it backwards. So that's a guardrail for me. And then when you're out looking for tech to meet your business needs, you know, there's a lot of new stuff, honestly, and I think you really have to be careful to get some case studies, to get some references, and to make sure you probably, for the most part, don't want to be the first or second person doing something. You know, you want something that's starting to get some traction. So, you know, be thoughtful, match your business needs, and then make sure the tech you're bringing in is something that's already sort of worked through the kinks.
What headwinds are you keeping a close eye on in relation to restaurant tech evolution and adoption?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things on this question. I think one of the biggest challenges is there's so many opportunities. That's a good thing, right? But if you do too much too fast, even if the tech is good, your operations, the people on the floor, and especially in a chain restaurant space, and you've got, you know, hundreds or thousands of employees, and they've been doing things the same way for years and years and years. And now you're throwing one thing at them this quarter, another thing next quarter, and another thing on top of that. You really have to sort of pace that, and you've got to manage, you know, the change and make sure that operations digest this and uses it effectively. So I think that's one thing. I think another thing is, As you're bringing in a lot of tech, if you're working with a best-of-breed platform like Revel, where we support, you know, connecting a lot of new things in, you've got to make sure that you can do that in a quality way. There's a lot of providers out there that the tech itself or a particular function is fine, but then plugging it in with a bunch of other tech, people think that's easy. It's not. And so that can create a lot of problems. So you got to make sure you pick the right platform, like a Revel, and you got to make sure that, you know, the stuff you're plugging in, run it in your lab first, put it in a pilot site with people you trust first, make sure you're comfortable with it, and then roll it out. You can't just slam the stuff in. And I'm going to make one last comment. I know there's a lot of talk about AI, and I wouldn't call this a headwind, but people are excited about it, and it does have a lot of potential in the short, medium, and long term, but it's not a be-all to end-all, right? I mean, there's a lot of tech out there that restaurants aren't using today that has no AI. It's just good, efficient technology. It can even be smart technology without technically AI in it. And so don't get overly enamored by that. Again, go back to what does my business need and what can I put in? And AI may be helpful on that journey, but there's nothing, I don't believe personally, in AI that's just going to change the game overnight for your restaurant. So
which tech solutions do you believe will be true difference makers for restaurant operators?
Yeah, so in the shortest term, I think it's about efficiency. And I think the biggest opportunity, listen, restaurants, right, we've had the POS for a long time, and we've had the basic, you know, ability to run transactions. And then with the pandemic, we brought in online ordering and the channels. That's all good. The big opportunity now is really to run the underneath the rooftop, to run it a lot more efficiently, to run it like a factory. And that means not only the front of house with consumers, but into the back in the kitchen. So there's a lot of opportunity for automation there that will lower the amount of labor needed or free labor up to work with customers, which is what you want. So I think kitchen technology that just really that throttles transactions as volumes go up and down and things like that. If you're doing more business, like I talked about at the beginning, higher revenues through more channels, it can get chaotic under the rooftop. So you got to run it more like a factory. And I'm not going to use the word robots, but maybe right. A robot's going to start dropping your French fries for you. That's entirely possible in the next few years. But the concept of automating what's under the roof for efficiency, I think, is the lead idea. And then the idea on top of that is the people that are the general managers, assistant managers, they need more help because so much is going on, understanding what's going on. And they don't need to be looking at reports. Drives me crazy when people say, we need your system to have yet another report when there's already hundreds in the system. No manager should have to look at a report. Software should be looking through the reports for things that are exceptions, letting you know what's going on and letting you know when you need to take action if you're a manager. So I think I'm going to call that smart technology. It's really, it could be AI, but it doesn't have to be AI at all. But I think we've got to get the shop that's going to have higher revenues and more things going on than ever before. We've got to help them run it smoothly with the technology.
We understand that Revel Systems takes a best of breed approach to your own technology offerings. Will you share more about what that means and why it's your philosophy?
Yeah. So the philosophy, hopefully by now 10 minutes in, is pretty obvious. We think there's an explosion of technology coming to the market. And I'm going to say this is the iceberg story. I'm sure everybody's heard that, right? But 10% of the iceberg's above the water, 90% is below. The technology we brought in the last few years since the pandemic, that's the 10% above. And I predict that in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to bring in more technology than is currently there. We're going to double and triple the amount that's in the store. So our belief is you've got to have a platform that is the single version of the truth for your transactions and your data that allows all this technology to plug into so that it works smoothly. So right. That is one approach to how you're going to build a solution. Another approach is to buy from a provider that not only has the POS and the platform for the transactions, but has most of the pieces you need, has loyalty, has a back office, has payroll, has online ordering. But if you buy, quote unquote, a stack from a provider, you're kind of locked in with them. And it's going to be harder when a new piece of technology comes along that you've identified that you need for your business to plug it into that stack. And they're going to be probably less, you know, open to prioritizing plugging into their stack because they want to sell the stuff in their stack. That is not Revel's approach. Revel's approach is we're just going to be great at the platform, which is hard enough to do in these high volume situations. And we're going to enable you to plug whatever you need in. And we're going to have the discipline to have quality processes, certifications, and to make sure the people plugging in don't disrupt the system, but enhance the system. So that's best of breed. And I think with more and more technology coming, that's the kind of thinking you have to have. If you buy a stack, you're likely to eventually not be able to use some of the new things coming out of the market because they just won't plug in as fast.
Right. Are there certain characteristics operators should be mindful of when it comes to assessing new integrations for their core tech stacks?
Yeah. So when you're thinking about the best of breed things to bring in, right? Number one, you know, make sure that whoever you're working with, you want to understand there's a lot of cute companies out there right now that are very small and literally, especially in the AI space, 3, 4, 5 guys in a garage. They may do one very narrow thing very well, but you have to decide, are they a company that is going to keep doing more R&D, take you where you want to go in the medium and long term, as well as in the short term? So understanding that when you pick integrations, their maturity, their ability to scale with you over time, that's important. And the other thing is, you know, make sure you don't get locked in with these guys. So, you know, you may pick somebody today to solve a particular business need, say it's transaction throttling, but there may be somebody better in 2 years. So, you know, be careful not to overcommit to them. Be careful that you could take that piece out and put another piece in if there's a better fit over time. So if you're going to follow this best of breed philosophy, you know, you really want it to be like Legos, and you want to be able to pop Legos in and out. And that, you know, and you want to have the best companies at the time that you need them be able to go into your stack. So those are the things you should be vetting when you're picking new integrations.
That's a good point. How do you believe technology should evolve with hospitality brands as we look to the future of food service?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to say something that I'm going to make the comment that it's controversial, though I don't think it is. I mentioned earlier that I think restaurants have typically been behind on the adoption of technology. The pandemic sped it up, but still, compared to other industries, and just think about other industries out there, telecom or how cars are made or whatever, most of those industries have a lot more automation than restaurants do. Restaurants need to get more serious about technology being not something that helps their business, but being a core part of whether they win or lose, period. And I get it, right? Restaurants are about the quality of their food, their brand, how they interact with consumers, and those are wickedly important and always will be. But technology can't be this thing on the side. It has to be at the main table. Budgets need to go up. This industry spends less on technology than almost any industry out there. You've got to spend more. You got to have quality executives and enough staff to be doing the right things, and you'll get a return on it. You'll get an ROI. But historically, you know, restaurant chains that spend, you know, more money testing French fries or trying to figure out how to optimize real estate, those things are important, but tech has got to get a bigger seat at the table. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest things going forward.
Well, thanks so much for being with us today. This has been really great. It's been nice having you.
Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate it.
That'll do it for this episode of the Restaurant Operator Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.
Get the latest restaurant industry headlines delivered to your inbox every weekday with Restaurant Operator Daily. With this one newsletter, you'll get the top stories from leading news sites like fastcasual.com, pizzamarketplace.com, and qsrweb.com. Join more than 30,000 subscribers who rely on Restaurant Operator Daily to keep them informed on the most important industry news and trends. Subscribe today at restaurantoperatordaily.com.